Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what divine messages we are going to get for today. And we will start out by introducing ourselves. So here is the magical DC Love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. I'm so honored to be here today. I'm going to talk a little bit about me, about my present journey. It started with sugar cookies, delicious sugar cookies with amazing sprinkles. And the whole two-pound container flew off my kitchen counter and onto my floor, all over the tile. I had cookies and sprinkles everywhere. It was crazy. And if that's not enough, my cell phone began to text me. I saw my cell phone texting me, but it was me, and it was a message from my cousin's friend on the other side. So it really scared me because I wasn't on this journey yet, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, how can this be happening? This is crazy. And I was erasing as fast as my cousin's friend was texting. And that's not the end of the story. I had spirits sitting on me. I sat down, and then I felt like someone sat upon me, and I was like, oh, my goodness, get off of me. I can't breathe. So all of this craziness was to get me to pay attention and really to get me propelled onto the journey I'm on today. So I'm glad that I finally listened. I really am. I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, and I'm just so blessed to be able to help people. The craziness that happened in my life was so sudden, it was unexpected. It changed the course of my life forever. I did discover at that time, wow, I really do have a strong connection with spirit. And since then, I've never looked back. I did have a background in law enforcement, but I've hung up my 357, and now I just continue to serve and protect in a different way. I now offer angelic love instead, and I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my beautiful and spirit dog Ginger, and I can't forget my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. Yep, she's one of my guides. Joan first connected with me as I was walking past the TV. And that's when she was in the hospital. She was in a coma. And I heard, can you tell Melissa and Cooper I'm okay? And I'm thinking, what? And I just responded, lady, I'm a little bit out of the loop. You better find someone else. So lo and behold, a few hours later, she actually threatened me. She threatened me so much that it scared me, and I enlisted a co-host that I had at the time to help me put out Joan's message, and we put it out on social media. So she seemed that, you know, like that was enough to satisfy her at that point. So the funny thing is, though, that Joan and I are still together, and we've been together ever since that day. It did take me quite a while, though, to realize that the connection that we have is truly divine, and it really is. Joan has left a door open, and those on the other side, they just keep walking through that door. And my chance encounter with her really helps me to work with a wide variety of clients that are worldwide and from all walks of life. It's really fascinating. I truly, truly love it. So my journey has been anything but normal, but that's okay because I wouldn't have it any other way. I think normal is kind of boring. I'm so blessed as well to be able to take my abilities now to live radio and access an even wider audience and bring my unique brand of messages and healing to people at regular intervals. But the Cliff Notes, I'm here to help people in a loving way. Excuse me, love is what I am, it's what I do, and love is what I listen to. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am the divinely appointed, anointed, and activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach. My journey began years ago when I was a unhappily married woman living the American dream. And it's interesting because I had decided what I wanted my life to be like at a particular age. And when I reached that age, that is how my life was. I think back on it now, and it really was exactly what I had decided I wanted it to be probably 15 years earlier. And I was extremely unhappy. It just wasn't me. It wasn't right. I wasn't important in my own life. And so I began to make changes because I realized that where I was not working, was not working for me. And so now it's a number of years later, and I'm happy. I actually love myself, and I have a good life. I enjoy my life now. It is totally different from the way it was. And I am totally different from the way that I was. Because one of the things that I learned while going through this process of evolution was that I needed to recognize myself. And I find that that's true for so many people, that they are so unhappy because they never recognize themselves. They think that if they do enough out there in the world, then one day they will be happy. But it's enough out there in the world that creates your happiness. It's within you. It's opening up to yourself, making the changes that are going to make your life better. So it's been a wonderful, wonderful journey, and during the course of this journey, I have been gifted with a healing modality called energy upcycling, which I totally and completely love. I was doing it on myself while DC was introducing herself, so, you know, it's something that I just do all the time. Anytime a thought occurs to me about who I am and who I'm becoming, I do the energy upcycling to clear out the old beliefs so that I can evolve even more quickly than I ever have before. So I do energy upcycling on other people too. And if this is something you're interested in, you can check out my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. There's lots of information there. There's even some free healing work that you can do on yourself if that's something you're interested in. Oh, this is a wonderful, amazing journey, and I absolutely love it. It's taken me years, but I do absolutely love it. So now it is time for us to start hearing some messages. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, the first message that I have, Barbara, I'm guided to read this beautiful little prayer. It's entitled Prayer to Our Guardian Angels, and it was written by Juliana Mello. Dear Father in Heaven, with and from your infinite love for us, you have created blessed angels from heaven to be our guides during this earthly journey. Thank you for this blessing. We love and appreciate you for this aid. Please may we feel, see, hear, and know that their help is with us during this lifetime. Help us to stay in the light of heaven. And please watch over all of your children. For this we pray, amen. And with that being said, I have a message from Jesus. Beloveds, you must have the faith of a child. I'm going to repeat that again. You must have the faith of a child. When you were a child, you had someone else to attend to your needs, to cook, to work, to pay the bills. And basically to really do all the thinking for you. You didn't have to worry about a mortgage or rent or paying a car loan. Basically, you worried about having fun with family and friends. But as you grew up and, you know, entered adulthood, things really did change. Life seemed to take a crazy turn. Life was completely opposite than it was when you were a child. Your life became filled with stress, worrying about paying bills, putting food on the table, raising children. And you really didn't seem to schedule time to have fun. I know you like to be in charge of your lives. I really do understand that. But you still have to have the faith of a child and allow God to lead you. Please, pray instead of making decisions all on your own. God will lead you and answer the prayers. He always answers your prayers. And God will speak to you via your spirit. Don't follow your mind and its way. Be like a child once more and let your spirit direct you through your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. He promises that if you have the faith of a child, all will turn out so much better than if you try to do things on your own. So it is time to go with your heart and be like a child rather than living in that adult mind. Just as your own children, you know, held your hand as you crossed the street, they knew deep within their heart that they were safe. They knew that their parents would always protect them from any kind of harm and guide them in the best way to go. Every single time they had faith, all they had to do was hold your hand and do what they were told. They would have fun along the way, whether they knew where they were going or not. They weren't scared or hesitant. They embraced the trip down the strange new street as an adventure with full confidence in their parents. And that is exactly how Jesus said we should be, like a child. Beloveds, it's called faith. God bless you all. I love you, Jesus. So my message today is just, you know, to have the faith of a child. And what would your inner child say today? Would your inner child be proud of the person that you've become? Okay. So it's time to be childish once more and connect with that beautiful inner child. And allow he or she to share with you all the fun that they once had, and you both can have fun once more. Okay? There's a child inside each of us who is, you know, coming out today in front of each of us and saying, are you ready to play? So please, once more, connect with that beautiful inner child. And as you do, you're going to see that it's going to bring about a lot of happiness. And you're going to see things in a different way. And it's more than just about having fun. So I ask again, just, you know, connect with that beautiful, beautiful inner child. And I see all these little inner children, and they're just looking at me, and they're saying, yay, we can't wait to play. So schedule a little time today to play with, you know, those beautiful children. Barbara, those are my messages.
Okay, thank you so much, GC. And now here is what Jesus wants to say to us right now in this moment. My beloved ones, yes, it is time. It is time for you to live your life as you were born to live it. Most of you are living your life as you were taught to live it. And that is a whole different way of being. We always encourage you to let go, to let go, to let go. To be like the flowers growing wild in the field and not worry about anything. Don't stress about anything. Knowing that everything is always provided. That is like when you were that child, when you were that beautiful, innocent child who just knew that you would be taken care of. Most of you didn't question it. And it didn't matter how much or how little you had in your life, because you weren't judging it. You were simply accepting it. It is time to come back to that acceptance of your own life. It is time to come back to that knowing that you truly are loved and that everything that you desire is always provided for you. And we will repeat this again. Everything that you desire is always provided for you. That is the way it was all set up. That is the way it was designed to work. And over many lifetimes, many different humans decided that it couldn't work that way, that you couldn't rely on things to just show up, that you had to work, that you had to plan, that you had to know what was going to happen, that your brains had to be in charge. It's time now to let go of the need to be in charge. You are one with the flow of life, the flow of love, the flow of whatever it is you imagine the flow of. You are one with the flow. And when you desire something, that desire is out there in the flow, and it brings what you desire to you. You do not need to go hunt it down. You do not need to research it. You do not need to chase it. You just need to allow it and allow yourself to receive. And that is a big one for most of you. And we encourage you quite often to just let go and allow. Let go and allow. Let go and allow. Imagine that life can be easy, because it can. Imagine that life can flow, because it can. Imagine that you can simply have all that you desire, because you can. This is taking you out of your old way of being and into the new light and energy that is on your world. Is bringing you back to the truth of who you are. This is what all these changes are about. It is about you coming back to you. Go back and allow yourself to have that faith of a child and to know that you truly are loved and provided for. In every single moment. We love you. We love you. We always love you. All is well. Okay, that was the message they wanted to share. Jesus wanted
beautiful,
to share.
Beautiful, Barbara.
All right, so it is time for us to now take questions from our callers. So call in at 646-716-5045. And I will now open the chat room so that if you want to type something in, I will be able to read it. Don't forget that if you have a question, you need to press the number 1. So that lovely symbol appears on the studio board. Otherwise, we just let you listen. And we will now go to our first caller, which is area code 951. Let's see if this is our wonderful Nathaniel.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Nathaniel. How are you?
Pretty good.
Awesome.
Wonderful. So what's on your mind today?
I wanted to see if I could get a message.
Okay, that's always a good request. Nathaniel, this is GC. I'm getting, you know, you've got to sort of forget about the past. What is it that you're focusing on? And you've got to, like, more so, start looking towards your future. Barbara, I have to take this one, okay?
Okay. So, Nathaniel, let's do some dear innate statements while we wait for DC to come back. And so repeat after me. Dear innate, I am safe.
I am safe.
Dear innate, I am loved.
I am loved.
Dear innate, I let go.
I let go.
Dear innate, my life is getting better.
My life is getting better.
Dear innate, I deserve a good life.
Dear innate, I deserve the good life.
Dear innate, I release the past.
Dear innate, I release the past.
Dear innate, I choose to live.
Dear innate, I choose to live.
Dear innate, I choose to be successful.
Dear innate, I choose to be successful.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I create a wonderful life.
Dear innate, although I don't know how, I create a wonderful life.
Dear innate, I release all fear.
Dear innate, I release all fear.
Dear innate, I release the need to fear.
Dear innate, I release the need to fear.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
Dear innate, I release the need to know how it's going to work.
Dear innate, I release the need to know how it will all turn out.
Dear innate, I release any fear that it won't work.
Pardon me?
Dear innate, I release any fear that it won't work.
Dear innate, I release the fears that won't work.
Dear innate, I give my brain permission to let go.
Dear innate, I give my brain permission to let go.
Dear innate, I am creating my life.
Dear innate, I am creating my life.
Dear innate, I allow myself to receive.
Dear innate, I allow myself to receive.
Dear innate, everything I desire comes to me with grace and ease.
Dear innate, everything comes to me with grace and desire.
Dear innate, I release the need to work hard for my life.
Year-to-date, I release the need to work hard for my life.
Year-to-date, I allow God to provide.
Year-to-date, I allow God to provide.
Year-to-date, I let go.
Year-to-date, I let go.
Take a nice deep, deep breath. Hey, how does that feel?
All right.
Barbara, I'm back.
Okay, you can finish with Nathaniel then.
Well, I think you'll be finishing with Nathaniel after I connect with him for a little while. We have Mother Mary coming in, Nathaniel, and she's just wrapping this beautiful powder blue blanket around you, and she's saying, Beloved, I am here, and I'm, you know, holding you in my heavenly embrace, and feel the love, a mother's love. Feel the love, you know, that you may have had from your grandmother. And she's here, and she wants you to just, you know, call upon her when you need someone, okay? And she wants you to always focus on love, Nathaniel, okay? Okay, I want to ask you, as I started before I got a phone call, what is it about the past that you're still holding on to, hon? Okay, and it's sort of like these things from the past are within you, and they're sort of, you know, they're negative, and they can cause, you know, dis-ease in the body, which can lead to disease. And as well,
yeah,
there's,
just,
you know, there's,
you know,
yeah.
Different traumas and betrayals and, you know, anguish of, you know, people and events, like, you know, just kind
okay, well,
of, you know, people that have betrayed me.
Okay. We can't, you know what, we can't change the past. And
right.
It's really not going to do any good rehashing it constantly.
Learn
okay?
to forget, as Jim Morrison said, I guess.
We're going to forgive. We're going to forgive, and it just means that you no longer have to hold on to this, okay?
Uh-huh.
Because all of this is basically holding you back, okay?
It
and it's sort of making you feel like you're beaten down by the weight of all that, you know, you've encountered, and you just can't, you know, seem to go forward. Okay? But you are an amazing individual, Nathaniel. You have such beautiful qualities. You're generous. You're understanding. You're sensitive. You have qualities that are, you know, not found every day in people. Okay? Allow Mother Mary and the Divine to help you see yourself through their eyes. Okay? And we want to help you, you know, to heal so you don't feel that, you know, you don't want to feel powerless. You can change things. You're naturally sensitive, and that can be a gift, okay? Oftentimes you feel alone, you feel misunderstood, and you have so many doubts, so many uncertainties, Nathaniel. Okay? I'm here
okay.
to say I'm to connect with you because you're an amazing human being. And, you know, your life is going to change, okay? It is changing. And I'm getting a significant change is coming. Okay? So we want to help you to heal so that you can, you know, really go forward and be that beautiful person that you are. Okay? And to feel emotionally complete. And I'm getting there possibly maybe a special someone coming as well. Okay? So we want to help you to get back on track a little bit. Okay? And I see a lot of, you know, angels with you, a beautiful divine team, Nathaniel. Okay? But we have the angel of relaxation is coming in, and she's saying, Nathaniel, you've got to let go of what it is that you, you know, you're thinking that you're needing or wanting and allow, you know, allow what you really, you know, desire to come through, okay? So let go and let God and just relax is the message, Nathaniel, okay?
All right.
Because if you keep focusing on something, it's sort of like you're putting a wall up. But if you just put it out there in the form of a prayer and have faith like a child, things can happen for you in a very beautiful way. So just surrender it, let go and let God. And, you know, look at all that you've done, to this date. You've done so much, Nathaniel. You're such a blessing to others. You've got to take time to focus on Nathaniel and doing something good for you, okay? Instead of worrying, just relax, let go, let God. Create space and allow the universe and the angels to come in and bring, you know, what it is that you truly desire, hon, okay?
Okay.
So we still need to do a little bit more healing because you've been sort of like a little bit more sad than usual, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you are so loved, Nathaniel, more than you could possibly even ever imagine. You know, there are so many times that you feel alone, you feel like no one loves me, but you are eternally loved, whether you could feel it presently or not. Nathaniel, you are so loved by so many, you know, here on earth as well as, you know, in the angelic realm, okay? So what I want to do now is I want to connect you back again with Barbara for a few moments and just, you know, to do a little bit more healing that you truly need, hon. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, Barbara?
Thanks.
Okay. I forgive all the traumas of the past.
Dear Nate, I forgive all the traumas of the past.
Dear Nate, I release all the traumas of the past.
Dear Nate, I release all the traumas of the past.
Dear Nate, I allow my life to be brought into balance.
Dear Nate, I allow my life to be back into balance.
Dear Nate, I release the past.
Dear Nate, I release the past.
Dear Nate, I learn my lessons and then I let go.
Dear Nate, I learn my lessons and let go.
Dear Nate, I do not live in the past.
Dear Nate, I do not live in the past.
Dear Nate, I live in the moment.
Dear Nate, I live in the moment.
Dear Nate, I am surrounded by love and I feel it.
Dear Nate, I am surrounded by love and I feel it.
Dear Nate, there is nothing that I have to do.
Dear Nate, there's nothing that I have to do.
Dear Nate, I allow God to provide for me.
Dear Nate, I allow God to provide for me.
Dear Nate, I open my heart to receive.
Dear Nate, I open my heart to receive.
And take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
Better. My voice isn't working so good today. I think.
Not sure why.
It might be the chemotherapy. And I'm not sure I want to do any of that anymore.
Check in with your guidance and see if it's what you need to do. And listen to the answer you receive. And just follow your inspiration because they are always answering your question. Always. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too, sweetheart. Bye-bye. Okay. Okay, our next caller is 111-111-1111. Hi, who's this?
I'm the one. I'm the one.
Hello, Queen. How are you today, dear?
I am dear. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here together. Anointed One and DC Love, how are both of you?
Oh, hello, wonderful. Queen. We're doing wonderful, especially since you're here with us. My goodness, beautiful.
I hear you. I saw you're going on a trip. How fabulous.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, yeah, right on. Beautiful.
Right on, right?
Have fun. Yes, yeah. I guess you get. He knows how to make you feel good.
Okay, if you say so.
Uh-oh.
Did you read it all the way through? Did you read the entire post?
I stopped at you leaving tomorrow. So,
well, you have to go back and you have to read the entire. You've got to read the entire post.
Oh. Okay, I'll look it up now and see, because I say, oh, go, girl. It's wonderful. I will.
What is
now that
you have everybody wondering? So the post read: when your husband comes home and hands you a brand new purse full of gift cards, a dozen roses made with $100 bills, and an envelope. You open the envelope and you burst into absolute tears. He's not only surprised me with a 10-day all-inclusive vacation, but we leave tomorrow. Christmas? What? I'm so excited. I'm so emotional. Time to pack. I don't know whose status this is, but I'm giving my loving husband an idea for my Christmas/anniversary gift.
I heard that. No, when I read you were going, you know, it was enough for me. So I was happy for you to be
out there.
Going.
I'm putting it out there. Well, I can accept that, you know. That's cool.
Yes.
That's cool. I just affirmed that post, and when I read it to the end, I couldn't stop laughing. So I had to repost it. It just brought me such joy. It was so funny. So it was a beautiful, beautiful, funny post, and I loved it. And
yes,
the angel of joy is coming forward and connecting with you, Queen. And I'm getting something magical is about to happen.
The angel of who?
The angel of joy.
All right.
Because you deserve joy. You deserve happiness. After all, Queen, you are a blessed child of the universe.
True.
And you've got to, you know, you've got to close your eyes and, you know, feel that joy like a child would feel that joy. And, you know, open your arms wide to accept it, okay?
Yes.
So we have that beautiful angel of joy. Okay, and
beautiful.
Have you been doing a little bit too much? Because I'm getting the angel of relaxation is saying, Queen, you need to relax a little bit. You need to take time to nourish your soul. And again, connect with your inner child.
Okay.
And when you do, when you come back after you had that fun and relaxation and joy, I'm getting the angel, you know, of manifestation is saying, Queen, you know, you've done a great job. And Ginger's, you know, putting her paws up, saying, yep, I agree with that. That, you know, that all of that, that what you've done is paying off, okay? And the angel, you know, of manifestation is saying, you know, just give thanks to the angels, you know, to the gods, the goddesses of the universe, because blessings are going to keep coming your way. And I know that you truly deserve them.
Thank
so
you.
I think that's really, really beautiful. Okay.
And you deserve
okay,
to have those affirmations come forward in your life in that post. I love it. Whoa. Excuse me.
I'm sort of seeing, like, Ginger's showing me, like, you know, this roadmap, and she's saying, Mom, like, Queen's a little bit, she's a little bit confused, I think. She doesn't know where she's heading. Okay? So, Queen, have you lost your sense of direction a little bit?
I could say, yeah, there's so many paths to choose. You know, which one should I take?
Okay. Well, what I'm getting is, you know, you don't have to figure it all out. Just have the faith of a child and just believe and trust. Okay, and surrender, and you're going to see that this path is going to be lit up before you, and it's the path that you need to be on. Okay, it's a beautiful, beautiful golden path, Queen, and it just shows you the journey of your life, and it's so beautiful and golden because the sun is shining on this path, and the sun is a reflection of your soul, Queen, which, of course, is going to be your guiding light. So you really don't have to, you know, to try right now to figure it all out. You have to just simply have faith and trust that, Queen, you're always on the right path, okay?
Yes.
So I'm getting you soon will have a renewed, like, sense of purpose and just, you know, go with it and have a little fun in the meantime. Connect with that beautiful, beautiful inner child. That's what the angels, you know, are showing me. So you've got to, you know, connect with that beautiful inner child. And I'm getting, you know, Ginger's writing in the clouds, and I'm saying, write faster, Ginger. It says joy and happiness, okay? Focus on the now and notice and appreciate, you know, the joy that you find in small things, and it brings more into your life, right?
I agree.
Yeah, so you're doing a great job. I'm really proud of you. I'm getting as well, we have Archangel Shamuel coming forward and saying that, you know, you need a little bit more balance in the area of self-love, okay?
Okay.
So many others adore you and love you and love what you're doing, and you've got to really, you know, you've got to give yourself that, you know, praise and self-love as well, okay? So Archangel Shamuel, yes, to help you to really see that and to walk with you for a while on your path towards your life purpose, okay? Because Shamuel is saying, Queen, I'll walk with you and make sure that, you know, anything that you're desiring, as long as it's for your highest good and alignment, is yours. So I do see the beautiful, you know, Archangel Shamuel. Okay, I don't know if you have any carnelian or red jasper, but they would be helpful at this time.
Okay.
And ginger sand, of course, Queen, you know that, you know, ginger essential oil would benefit you too. So she's recommending.
I've been using a lot of ginger lately, so yes, that's right.
Well, that's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. So Ginger's shaking her head and she's saying, yep. She's listening to her guidance, and she's really proud of you, Queen. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
And I just see Jesus coming in, and he's proud of you as well. Okay? And he's, you know, he's going to walk with you if you'll, you know, ask him to. He'll be on the path with you as well. And he'll help you in the most loving way possible. And that is what I have for you, Queen. I hope that was helpful.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
The joy.
Okay, Queen. Let's see what we're supposed to do today. Okay, they're asking, do you have a question? Did you have a question?
I am working on formulas for myself. Any ingredients that I have neglected to incorporate?
Okay. So they're giving me a Dear Innate statement, and the statement is, Dear Innate, I release the need to know everything.
Okay. Dear Innate, I release the need to know everything.
Okay. Hold on. There's this energy and stuff. You always trigger more than one thing, so let's see where it goes. Dear Innate, I release the need to get it right.
Dear Innate, I release the need to get it right.
Dear Innate, I allow myself to simply receive.
Dear Innate, I allow myself to simply receive.
Dear Innate, I allow myself to know that everything is always provided.
Dear Innate, I allow myself to know that everything is always provided.
Dear Innate, I choose to get out of my own way.
Dear Innate, I choose to get out of my own way.
Dear Innate, I simply live.
Dear Innate, I simply live.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, how does that feel?
It feels like I've been paying attention to the signs for the formula. So,
well, you know what? Queen, this is decent. When Barbara said live, Ginger's ears went up, and she said, oh, my goodness. She's saying, Barbara, right on. She's saying, you know what, Queen? You have a little bit of a disconnect, and you have such passion, and you've got to live your passion. So she's saying, you were asking, you know, if there were any ingredients that you may have forgotten. She's saying, have you been using cinnamon, and sandalwood, jasmine, vanilla? Those are ones that would be really beneficial to help
cinnamon,
you with that.
Cinnamon, yes. In
yes,
abundance. Getting, sandalwood, yes.
Jasmine, vanilla, maybe a little bit of clove mixed in. But she's saying, this is going to help you to really to inspire you and express what you're feeling and, you know, share it with the world. She's saying, live, Queen, live. Write that word down. Barbara hit that nail on the head. That's the word, live. And you inspire others when you do.
Very, 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 very right on to my question. I missed one of the elements, though. I got cinnamon, I got jasmine, I got vanilla, I got
sandalwood.
Sandalwood, and there was one more.
Clove, a little bit of clove.
Clove, okay.
Yep, and vanilla.
I've been feeling clove. Okay.
Yes.
Right.
But she said, Jen,
right,
she said that Barbara hit it right on the head when she said live. She's saying that's what you have to do. You've got to use this blend to help you to always remember to live your passion. So she wants you to call it your passion blend and, you know, put all those ingredients in it. And right on the bottle, live your passion. And that was inspired by Barbara. So she's saying, way to go, Auntie Barbara.
Well, thank you both for the elements, the components. Because they're here. The only one I don't have in my right at my fingertips is clove. So when I I may look somewhere, and I may have that as well. But I have been
investing. With clove, I just like to put a little bit of clove essential oil just to drop because it's strong on my toothbrush before I put my toothpaste. I love the clove oil.
You know something? Now that you said that, I think I have the clove too. It's like saying which I know you always have everything you need. The clove because you said that it's like for that gargling with that for. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about because you use it for that.
Yep.
I'm looking now to. Yep, right on.
I love
right on. Thank you.
That's one I don't ever want to be without. That's like, you know, it's amazing. But you make
thank
that,
you
like
both.
You said, that, you know, make that inspiring, you know, blend to live life, you know, your passion blend, and You know, and Auntie Barbara is the one that came up with the idea. So Ginger just listened to Auntie Barbara.
Well, I received the insight remembered from through both of you. Well, actually, it was three of you because Ginger came in.
The dog, you know, she's the dog. Yep.
I know. When you said her ears perked up, you know, what else could she be? Oh, an elephant, a giraffe.
Yeah.
Well, I knew who she. I know who she is though. And I saw her. I saw her when you were saying that, and it was a nice vision.
Beautiful.
And when the anointed one said, "Step out of your own way," I actually saw myself stepping out of my own way. I mean, I saw me
beautiful.
Here and I saw me there. You know, it was
that's
like, okay, just. Yeah, this is getting really the way I like it to be. And I'm laughing, I'm having joy, and this was fun. Thank you both, the three of you.
Oh, you're so welcome, Queen.
You're always
and
welcome.
Enjoy that trip, girl. Enjoy that trip.
Yeah. Even if it's only in my mind, I will enjoy that trip.
We put the energy out there for him to hear it.
He heard it already and he walked out the door. He heard it. He said, okay.
Okay, well, we'll work on that vibration
yeah.
for all of us to receive such grandeur, you know, willingly from people. Namaste.
Namaste.
Well, thank you for calling in, Queen. You made my morning. You made me laugh. That was beautiful.
That I'm glad to be able to make you laugh. I thought you were going away. Well, let me.
Oh, that is
mama.
So.
Okay. Okay. Talk to y'all later.
Okay.
And if
bye-bye.
He stayed on the line, I mean, your first call, I can't even think of his name. You know, yeah. We're
Daniel,
yeah. Yeah, we're rooting for him. Yes. All right. Until then, peace.
Oh, peace, Queen.
Okay. And we have a question in the chat room from Little Fairy. I'd like to ask if you see what triggers a rude behavior from a female coworker, her initials are PM, toward me, please. I am sending her love, although her attitude makes me angry. Thanks. Still at the temporary job. So,
okay.
What are you getting for Little Fairy?
Well, Little Fairy, before you came here to be on Earth with us at this time, you made a contract, and that person, you actually picked to be part of your experience. So all you have to do is say thank you, not to her specifically, but you could talk to her higher self and say thank you, and just let it go, because she's helping you to learn some lessons. And just keep, you know, reminding yourself that all is well. But I do feel like Ginger is showing me that there is some kind of family healing that needs to take place, because you're holding on to something from the past. Okay, and I'm getting, you know, the story, the vibration of the story that had, like, you know, some kind of trauma or painful issues needs to be released. And, you know, whatever question you have, the answer is always love, of course. So I'm going to ask Barbara to come in, because you do need a little bit of healing. And I, like I said, I feel like you're holding on to something from your past. It could be from this lifetime or a past lifetime. And it's sort of like stopping you from connecting with your joy. That vibration no longer serves you. It's not part of the story that you find yourself in today. Okay? So, Barbara, that's what I'm being shown.
Okay. So we're going to do some Dear Innate. So you get to speak for Little Fairy. Okay, here we go.
Yep.
Dear Innate, I release the anger.
Dear Innate, I release the anger.
Dear Renate, I forgive the behavior that triggers me.
Dear Renate, I forgive the behavior that triggers me.
Dear Renate, I forgive PM for triggering me.
Dear Renate, I forgive PM for triggering me.
Dear Renate, I forgive the triggered behavior.
Dear Renate, I forgive the triggered behavior.
Dear Renate, I forgive the triggered pain.
Dear Renate, I forgive the triggered pain.
Dear Renate, I forgive the people who have been rude to me.
Dear Renate, I forgive the people who have been rude to me.
Dear Renate, I forgive all of the ways I diminish myself.
Dear Renate, I forgive all of the ways I diminish myself.
Dear Renate, I forgive myself for focusing on others.
Dear Renate, I forgive myself for focusing on others.
Dear Renate, I release all of the anger.
Dear Renate, I release all of the anger.
Dear Renate, I release all of the fear.
Dear Renate, I release all of the fear.
Dear Renate, I release all of the ways the past controls me.
Dear Renate, I release all of the ways the past controls me.
Dear Renate, I accept who I am right now.
Dear Renate, I accept who I am right now.
Dear Renate, I let everything go.
Dear Renate, I let everything go.
And nice deep breath.
That feels so much better. And I just saw Archangel Michael stepping forward and Archangel Raphael as well. So they'll be with her today too, to help continue with the healing. Beautiful.
Okay. Wonderful. All right, little fairy. Let it all just dissolve. It was all part of what you were learning. Look at what you learned and let everything go. Yeah. It's about moving forward with your own life. So that's what they're saying. Alrighty. Now we will move to our next caller from area code 510. Hi, who's this?
Carol. Hello.
Hi, Carol. What can we do for you?
Hi. I haven't called for a long time, and my daughter kind of always sends me a little nudge. So this morning I said, okay. what do I think I just could ask a lot of questions, but what I really want to know, and if you don't hear from my, I'm trying to reach my, I usually don't do this, my mother, my brother Tommy, my mother Jean, or my father, and if you don't hear from them, I'll ask you something else. You know, I don't want you to feel like you have to force it.
Okay. Carol, I'm picking up your mom, and I'm getting hope as a healer. You need to have hope. Okay?
Yeah.
Because it
okay.
feels like you're, you know, you've just lost hope, and it's sort of like I see you walking, but you're like walking in darkness a little bit. And you've got to allow hope to come in and help you, okay? Your mom wants you to, you know, spend a little time with her, if you will. And was there a favorite meal that you guys used to have that you enjoyed together?
I think in general we love to, she got Alzheimer's in 2011, but prior to that, we just loved to go out together. That was kind of like you never went shopping without having lunch. So it's more like we just enjoy meals together in general.
Well, even at your home, you could, you know, you could just set an extra play setting And I mean, where I am here, I'm in the Northeast, it is like chilly to say the least. And she's saying there's nothing like hot soup on a cold day,
yeah.
You know?
It would be pea soup, yeah. She likes
pea soup. So she wants you to have some soup instead of setting for her, you know? And know that she will be with you at that time, hon, okay?
Okay.
But she wants you to, you know, to have hope, okay? And know that you're never alone. She's with you. You have angels with you. She wants you to know that, okay? And she wants you to love yourself a little bit more.
Yeah.
Okay, she's just saying you've got to love yourself, you know, more than you do, hon. You know, and she, I think she's been giving you signs, but you've been a little bit preoccupied, to say the least, she's saying, you know?
To say the least.
Yeah,
that's what she's saying.
I distract. I keep busy doing things. I had a lot of losses. And tremendous losses. I talked to you before, mostly about family. And this is the first year my husband and I were with just ourselves for Thanksgiving. We have a large family. And everything fell apart, doesn't matter how. And I'm working on forgiveness. It shouldn't be working on. I know the letting go. But it's a process of knowing what the path looks like ahead.
Did she have a soft voice, your mom?
A soft voice?
Yeah, a soft voice, because I'm hearing it, Carol. It's mom, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm here, she's saying. And she wants you to, like, let go of things because you're going to have physical issues from everything you're carrying, hon, okay?
Yeah, I've already had those, yeah.
She's saying let go of it. Let go of all the stuff that you're holding on to. Okay, because your health is, you know, being affected. And you've got to deal with whatever negativity you're holding on to, and she wants you to move forward, hon. Okay?
Yes.
And she's saying, you know, we may not be with you in the physical, but we're here and we're still able to support you. Okay? And
yeah.
She wants you to know that, and that she is with you, hon. Okay?
Yeah, because I didn't really grieve my mother, because after my mother died, so much crazy happened with my brothers taking over estate, taking my father away, all this stuff, that I didn't grieve her. And then finally, after my dad died, my brother died, just lately, I've been grieving her, but it's not like this horrible grief. It's more of a remembering and tears of just letting go. And
well,
it's soft.
Okay. She understands
kind of that. Soft.
Yeah. She's saying, that's okay. And she wants you to just, you know, just to celebrate her life and not grieve. You know, celebrate, okay? But she's saying, I'm worried about your well-being, about your health. You've got to start setting boundaries with others, and you've got to know your own limits as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay? That's
mm-hmm.
what I have. You do need a little bit of healing. Your mother's agreeing, so I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, Carol. We're here for you, hon. Call in whenever you need us, okay?
Okay.
God bless.
Thank you.
Okay, Carol, repeat after me. Here in 8, I release the trauma from the past.
Here in 8, I release the trauma from the past.
Here in 8, I release all of the ways my brother hurt me.
Here in 8, I release all the ways my brother hurt me.
Here in 8, I forgive my brother.
Dear innate, I forgive my brother.
Dear innate, I forgive my father.
Dear innate, I forgive my father.
Dear innate, I forgive my mother.
Dear innate, I forgive my mother.
Dear innate, I forgive myself.
Dear innate, I forgive myself.
Dear innate, I release the need to stay in the turmoil of the past.
Dear innate, I release the need to stay in the turmoil of the past.
Dear innate, I forgive my mother for dying.
Dear innate, I forgive my mother for dying.
Dear innate, I forgive my mother for leaving me.
Turn 8. I forgive my mother for leaving me.
Turn 8. I forgive myself for not always being there.
Turn 8. I forgive myself for not always being there.
Turn 8. I forgive God for taking my mother away.
Turn 8. I forgive God for taking my mother away.
Turn 8. I forgive God for all of the loss in my family.
Turn 8. I forgive God for all the loss in my family.
Turn 8. I forgive God for leaving me all alone.
Turn 8. I forgive God for leaving me all alone.
Turn 8. I forgive all of the resentment.
Turn 8. I forgive all the resentment.
Turn 8. I forgive all of the betrayal.
That's the big one. Turn 8. I forgive all the betrayal.
Turn 8. I forgive all of the ways that people do not value me.
Turn 8. I forgive all the ways that people do not value me. Big one.
Turn 8. I forgive the hurt.
Turn 8. I forgive the hurt.
Turn 8. I forgive the pain.
Turn 8. I forgive the pain.
Turn 8. I forgive the emptiness.
Turn 8. I forgive the emptiness.
Turn 8. I forgive all of the trauma.
Turn 8. I forgive all the trauma.
Turn 8. I forgive life.
Turn 8. I forgive life.
Turn 8. I release the grief.
Turn 8. I release the grief.
Turn 8. I open up to moving forward.
Turn 8. I open up to moving forward.
Turn 8. I put the past in the past.
Turn 8. I put the past in the past.
Turn 8. I let it all go.
Turn 8. I let it all go.
Take a nice deep breath. Turn 8. I accept that I have so much to live for.
Turn 8. I accept that I have so much to live for.
Turn 8. I accept that I am worthy of a wonderful life.
Turn 8. I accept that I am worthy of a wonderful life.
Turn 8. I choose to be free.
Turn 8, I choose to be free.
Turn 8, I open my heart to loving myself.
Turn 8, I open my heart to loving myself.
Turn 8, I choose to receive.
Turn 8, I choose to receive. And I'm grateful too for the gifts that I've been receiving.
Okay, take a nice deep breath. All right. And your mother is saying to get out there and live your life.
That's funny.
Carol, she also suggests a book. I don't know if you like to read books, but she wants you to get yourself an early Christmas present. And the book is entitled The Power of Now. It's by Eckhart Tolle.
Yeah.
Okay, and she's saying, please get the book and read it, okay?
Okay. I will.
Okay.
And if I want to thank you for those words, and I took them in deeply, and it's been a process. And what I also want to ask is, I think one of the reasons of the difficulties I face going forward is I knew who I was before all this, or at least I thought I did. And it's been, it's like a tsunami came, but it didn't come like in one hit. It came over a period of losing my parents over 11 year time with Alzheimer's. And I don't want to talk about the trauma right now, but there was a ton of trauma. And then at the end, there was this huge crash of all the betrayals and reputation and all this stuff. And I chose to let go of any legal stuff. And I've been walking in trying to be light and love. I always thought I was to save my family, but I think I forgot that I don't know if that's true. That if I came to the earth to save my family, I shouldn't say this. I sound childlike, but I felt like I failed because, and I'm not just kidding you, there's a sociopath, there's personality, severe narcissism. And so I'm walking this path with these personalities. And then I had to look at myself like a big mirror of what was in me. And I help people get Social Security, I volunteer, all these little things. But they're not little, those are kind of big. But I want to find the path for me. I want to save myself now and find that person that I am, that I was truly to be, and that maybe the universe had to take everything else away for me to get on my knees, because I always thought I could do it myself. And when you said in the beginning something that hit hard, I wrote it down. I didn't. It said something about know my boundaries, but also know my limits. You know, and that's the problem with my faith. I always felt like I could do this and I could do that, and you know, I can write something and get a lawyer, a doctor to listen to me. And yet, I'm in this place, and I want to find my joy again. And it's not. It's just not something that just pops. There's an emptiness, and I know sometimes. On an empty place, I see that there could be seeds and flowers bloom from that place. I just want it to start, and I want to know my part in getting there, because I do not want to have any more issues with help.
Carol, your mom is showing me Jesus. She's standing with Jesus, and Jesus is walking beside you. And whenever like a memory pops up, he's going to help you to release it and heal it if you'll allow. Okay.
Yeah.
And as you're doing this, he's going to help you to love, accept, and approve of yourself. Okay?
Okay.
So all of the healing will be in a beautiful, loving way, Carol.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, Carol, I'm getting a few more. Dear Innate, so Dear Innate, I release all of the guilt.
Dear Innate, I release all of the guilt.
Dear Innate, I release all of the blame and shame.
Dear Innate, I release all of the blame and shame.
Dear Innate, I release any need to punish myself.
Hmm. Yeah, I can't hurt others, but that can hurt me. Dear Innate, I release any need to punish myself.
Dear Innate, I open my heart and forgive myself completely.
Dear Innate, I open my heart and forgive myself completely.
Dear Innate, I accept myself exactly as I am.
Dear Innate, I accept myself exactly as I am. I'm going to say that one again. I've gained a lot of weight. Dear Innate, I accept myself exactly as I am.
Garenade, I release all self-judgment.
Garenade, I release all self-judgment.
Garenade, I release all self-sabotage.
That's a big one. Garenade, I release all self-sabotage.
Garenade, I give myself the freedom to live my life.
Garenade, I give myself the freedom to live my life. My life.
Garenade, I release all burdens and struggle.
Garenade, I release all burdens and struggle.
Garenade, I am good enough to live.
Garenade, I am good enough to live.
Garenade, I love and accept myself.
Garenade, I love and accept myself.
Garenade, I let go.
Garenade, I let go.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, there's a bunch of energy moving through you now, so just let yourself process all of that because you let go of a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And be nice to yourself.
Okay, I want to thank you both. It was very giving and very generous of the time you spent with me. Thank you.
You are welcome.
And God call bless, Carol, and we're here. Yes. Please call us back. Call us back.
Thank you.
We're here for you.
I will. Yeah, and I'm just, like I said, I want to find that path that is my path and just have it flourish. And I need to see it again.
You don't need to find it because you're already on it.
Yeah, I always have the work in there, you know. You talked about the brain work. It's there if you desire it. I heard you.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
And you're on your path and you're actually doing fine. So you're just learning to let go. That's it.
That's it. I know. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So go easy on yourself. You're not a bad person. Stop beating you up.
I know.
And you are loved. You truly are.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Yes.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay, DC, we have completed another wonderful show.
Beautiful. And the angels are bringing to my attention something that I posted several years ago. In the instant that you forgive yourself or another, you have selflessly given the precious gift of unconditional love. In the moment that you love yourself in your perfect imperfection, you have given yourself permission to love on the deepest of levels. Remember, release, forgive, and embrace your love.
That's wonderful.
It is. It is.
You're going to post that one, right?
I will. It just popped up. I posted it years ago, and I'm like, I don't even remember, but okay.
Time to post it again.
Yes.
Right. We are done for today. We will be back Thursday if everything works perfectly well and is in alignment.
Yes, hopefully.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. We send you all lots and lots of love. Bye-bye.
Bye.